The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land which Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For the Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If only you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water."
The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where can then you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water, welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water."
Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come back." The woman answered and said to him, "I do not have a husband." Jesus answered her, "You are right in saying, 'I do not have a husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I can see you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth."
Give us living water.
The woman said to him, I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything. Jesus said to her, I am he, the one speaking with you. At that moment, his disciples returned and were amazed that he was talking with a woman. But still no one said, what are you looking for? Or why are you talking with her? The woman left her water jar and went into the town and said to the people, come, see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ? They went out from the town and came to him. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. So the disciples said to one another, could someone have brought him something to eat? Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, in 4 months the harvest will be here? I tell you, look up and see the fields ripe for the harvest. The reaper is already receiving payment and gathering crops for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper can join together. For here the saying is verified that one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the work, and you are sharing the fruits of their work.
Give us living water. Give us living water. Give us living water. Give us living water.
Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him because of the word of the woman who testified, he told me everything I have done. When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, we no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world. The Gospel of the Lord. Today, as we are on this first scrutiny Sunday, and the third, fourth, and the fifth Sunday of the Lent will be the first, second, and third scrutinies. These Sundays, we take the readings from year A, all connected with the baptism our elect are preparing for to receive during the Easter Vigil Mass. Now, as we heard all these readings, all of them deals with water. But at the same time, we can see, on the one hand, there is the resistance, and on the other hand, God as the source of life, grace, and the symbolism of water. In the first reading, we see the people of Israel, the chosen people, murmuring about not having water and saying it was better to be in that slavery in Egypt. At least we and our children and flock would not have died of thirst. And God gives them water from the rock. And the Jews believe that all through their 40 years of wanderings in the desert, this rock followed them, providing them water. A beautiful symbolism. And then, in the second reading we hear, Paul is saying, this rock is nothing else but Jesus himself. As Jesus himself is claiming in the gospel that he is the source of living water. And whoever drinks from that water will well forth bring out the source of water. And the responsorial psalm we sang, if you hear his voice today, harden not your heart. When the hardness of heart is there, there is no grace. There is no place for God's coming in. So this is a season asking us to turn to him in softening our heart with repentance. I will read a small portion from the introduction to the RCIA rites. It writes like this. The introduction to the scrutinies in the rite for the Christian initiation of adults describes as rites for self-searching and repentance, to uncover all that is weak, defective, or sinful in the heart of the elect, and to bring out and strengthen all that is upright, strong, and good. This is said about the elect. As we all partake in this Eucharist, and as we all celebrate the season of Lent, looking forward for the Easter to be celebrated, we are also trying to repent so that this season will be a season of grace upon grace for each one of us, to grow in our faith, to experience God in a deeper way. Now, from the gospel what we heard, I would take 2-3 parts. The water that the woman came to draw from the cistern. And Jesus speaking about the life-giving water. Jews believed Torah is a source of grace for them. And the stagnant water in the cistern represents the Torah for them. And Jesus is saying, here there is no more place for Torah. He is the fulfillment of all that is promised. So come to me, believe me, and if you believe in me, you will enjoy the life-giving water which flows from me. She speaks about worshiping upon the mountain. And Jesus speaks, it is not in mountain, neither in Jerusalem, but you will worship in spirit and truth. And also she is saying, I am a Samaritan, you are a Jew. How can you ask water from me? The hostility between the Samaritans and the Jews is so long. Hundreds of years, starting with the slavery of Assyrian kingdom. The Assyrians took the northern people of Israel in slavery, and all these people started intermarrying in Assyria. Also, some Assyrians relocated to northern part of Israel, where they started to marry Jewish women. So, for the Jewish people, it is a kind of contamination of their culture, their heritage, and losing their faith, everything. When the people came back from the slavery of Assyria, now they don't have their own identity and the one God. Later also the southern kingdom, the Judaic people, they were also taken to slavery, Babylonian slavery. But they resisted all the Babylonian culture and faith elements to keep their faith strong. After the slavery, when they came back, they wanted to rebuild the Jerusalem temple. The Samaritans told, "We will help you to rebuild the Jerusalem temple." They said, "No, you are polluted. We know how to build it. This is our temple." So they felt very bad. So they started their own temple in Mount Gerizim. And then after a few years, one of the Jewish general destroyed the temple, the shrine of the Samaritans upon Mount Gerizim. The hostility became very strong because that was their dignity, their identity. Now it is no more there. So the hostility between the Jewish and the Samaritans are very strong now. Now Jesus is reaching out to them, where no Jew want to go. It is so easy to go from Jerusalem to Galilee, from south to north, in 3 days. But no Jew would go cross through Samaria. They will take all the way around, almost 6 days, double ways of walk, because of this hostility. But Jesus is saying, "I am the Lord for everyone." So he is reaching out to this woman. And then he is saying, "I am the source of life. Believe in me." And a kind of step by step, Jesus is taking her to understand he is the Messiah. If you see, if you really heard that gospel, first she is saying, "You." Then she calls him, "Sir." Then she says, "You are a prophet." Then she says, "Messiah." And then when she understands that he is the Messiah, she goes back to the village, bring everyone. And now all the people, after hearing him saying, "You are the Savior of the world," listening, understanding, reflecting, praying will help us to grow in our faith, in our understanding, and to have God in our lives. Let's make use of this season of Lent together with the elect to grow in our faith, in our baptismal promises.